And his brother and kids, his son come out and warmed up spring of the year, that stuff pop up and get that high to that high.
Really?
Yep. Without you? Without the two of the kids, got to set through the winter, it takes itself down.
Dead grass that's left after you harvest. Do you have a name for that?
Well, no more saying just.
I wouldn't volunteer grass.
No, you wouldn't call it volunteer. You just said that a leftover.
Leftover. Okay.
Pull the joints and. I would talk to the doctor, and he said rub it with liniment, alcohol, and then wrap it with a rubber tape, plastic. I did that.
How did that happen? They just swell up by themselves?
Well, she fell off in the ditch down there in the drum, a pressure tank that they used to use pumping water up in. She got her foot down there, and she jacked it, and run the muscles and the leaders and in the line and the tissue. Made it sore. Of course, it didn't get raw, but it just pulled like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of little, huh? Oh, it's pitiful. And I quit putting that liniment and stuff on there. I just massage it with my hand, get circulation going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it getting better?
Yeah, she's. I told my wife, I said, old Granny called. Granny called. She's old. I said, old Granny's getting around a little bit better on one of them. And I got to go down and give her water and give her some hay. You can get up and walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
And a food I can't run out dry. I sort of give a calf with a fold.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to milk a little bit. I don't want the bag to swell up and run the quarters and that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I need to pick up the bag. She wants me to milk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send some gas to the truck, or when he did that, done that feeder coming in, and we unloaded it, they'd be off that big truck,
mm-hmm.
put it on mine, I'd take it down to the barn. Wasn't something done. That thing, huh?
Yeah.
They're hearing us talking now.
Well, it's taking it down.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hell out of that one. Have you played back in him you done took for me, or you didn't care to me?
No, I hadn't turned him in yet. I keep them all together and not turn them all in at once.
How often you go home?
Not very often at all. I got to go to, I talked to this one other man in town, and then I have to go to Demopolis, you know where that's at?
Yeah, to South Alabama now.
Yeah, I should go there next. And then I go home, I hope. Rough life.
Do you hear from your folks?
Pardon me?
You call any folks in?
Oh, yeah.
How they doing?
Oh, they're doing pretty fine. Always call them, you know, when I get to a different town or something. Keep an eye on them. Keep me out of trouble.
Well, that's right. Let me tell you something, son. Of course, that's something we all got to do and go to do regardless. Rich or poor, it don't matter. Maybe you lose your dear mother and father, son, you've lost the
world.
It's bad enough to lose a brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lose your dear mother,